Driving In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're scrubbing in, and it is Monday. Woohoo!
And Becca is out of breath, which is a delight right now.
I'm out of breath because I rushed over to Tanya's because as I'm getting ready to head over, she hits me with the text. It's like, I just woke up from a nap. I think I'm just exhausted, dehydrated, mildly hungover from the weekend, but just want to give you, you know, in case you're worried about germs. And I was like, well, I'm on my, I just started my period and I'm in my menstrual phase, right?
Yes. And you're down.
I'm feeling like, yeah, I'm like, I'm cramping, I'm bleeding, and I don't feel great. And so I was like,
the bottom line of this is, if you were cycle syncing, you wouldn't be feeling as terrible, I believe.
That's debatable. Anyways,
we can put a pin in that and come back.
Yeah, we'll put a pin in that. So anyways, then I'm like, okay, well, I'll just, because at this point it's like 3 o'clock, which is when we start. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll just do the podcast from here because I'm already late. I'm not going to make it in time. And she's like, I said, okay, I'll log on now. And she goes, wait, you're not coming over here? And I'm like, well, now I'm going to be late. And I'm always the one that's late. So I sent a text to Mark and Easton. I was like, listen, I'm late, but it's not 100% my fault today. Did you take credit when you explained the situation?
Well, no, I heard this. I think I understood the situation wrong. Who initiated the 2:40 p.m. text between the two of you?
Me.
Okay, so then it is not 100% Becca's fault.
Thank you.
My text to her was, however, just basically from a germ perspective, if you want to do the podcast from your home, I'm just giving you the heads up. But I was like, I don't think I'm sick. I don't feel sick, but I just want, you know, because I've been super like hyper aware of just germs lately. So I wanted to tell her. But then it got into a whole nother debate of doing the podcast tomorrow and if we should do the podcast tomorrow. What? And then in between all that, Red Star's calling me asking if he needs me to go to the grocery store. So I'm like a little bit not responsive to your text because I'm
Yeah, she wasn't, which was annoying because I'm like trying to figure it out in the heat of things. And I was like, what is she like? We have 10 minutes to figure this out. And she's for the first time ever not responding quickly.
No, I said I can do tomorrow, but not till 5 p.m. And
which I'm expecting you
to be like, no, I'm not going to do 5 p.m. And you wrote back
what
and
you're else
like,
do I have to five
works.
What else do I have to do at 5?
So, you know, it's funny. I was starting this podcast ready to say, Becca, you're wrong. It was 100% your fault. But now I'm completely changed my mind. It is all Tanya's fault.
Thank you.
All my fault.
See, like, I felt generous even saying it wasn't 100% my fault because I really didn't think it was my fault at all because of the late text and lack of responding. And I was like, listen, I know I get like feeling hungover, not feeling well. I'm not feeling like 100% energy wise. And I think if we're both down, we can move it to tomorrow, but like, we got to make it, we got to do it fast if we're going to do that. And she wasn't really responding to my text. So I was just like, okay, if we're going to do the podcast, I'll do it from here. And she's like, wait, you're not coming over?
Because I feel like the podcast is not as fun when she's not here.
Well, of course it's not. I'm not the life
fun.
Of the party.
Not even fun, but like, it doesn't sound as good. So in my mind,
yeah,
I'm
that's
like,
also true.
Right. I'm like, why would you be doing this from your house?
Well, it's like, listen, like Red Star, you had your weekend with Tanya and now today is my day with Tanya. So like when I need something, especially in a short time period, I'm going to need a quick response.
I talked to her for like maybe 3 minutes.
It was
what
time.
I need from the grocery store. And I couldn't even wrap my head around what I needed from the grocery store. That's
Pedialyte.
Where I'm at.
She needs like, Pedialyte.
I was like, lemons.
And that's another thing. So I was under the impression that you had caught a cold or something. You're just super hungover. That's why you've been in bed all day.
No. So here's the thing. I don't know what it is because I know what a hangover feels like. And I don't normally sleep. This amount of sleep I've done today is what is concerning to me.
But you said you didn't sleep a lot this weekend.
I didn't sleep on Saturday at all. And I drank a lot. So
what's the mystery
here? There is no mystery. This is called a hangover from a really fun weekend.
No, it's not. But I can't. It's like I'm a hair off. But it doesn't feel like I don't want to eat a burger. I don't want to eat French fry. Oh, In-N-Out does sound kind of good.
Yeah. Okay. She's back. She's hungover. So I would just like to say something that feels really good is that Mark was going to go against me coming into this. And now he has come to my side.
Because I thought that you texted her at 2:40 saying, I don't feel the greatest. That's the impression I got. Oh. I was
interesting, Tanya. What other stories do you tell people?
Yeah. Oh, no. I didn't lie. I literally said I woke up from a nap and I texted Becca.
I can't say she lied. Yeah. I might have misunderstood.
I said I woke up from my nap and I texted Becca right when I woke up from my nap, which was 2:35.
All right. And Becca, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt that at 2:35, you were on your way out the door. You had your shoes on, keys in hand, heading out the door.
Yeah. No lie. I was walking from my bedroom to my door to grab my purse and stuff.
There it is. It is all Tanya's fault.
Thank wow. you. 100%. And that is probably the most, that's the best thing that's happened to me today. So thank you, everybody.
Wow. Well, what has happened to you today? Let's start there.
Well, I woke up early, like around 7:30 to go. I had to go get my hair done because, you know, I have gray hair.
Yeah.
And she was like, I can do tomorrow morning and like early. And I was like, okay, the sacrifices I make to stay youthful.
Sacrifice. Waking up at 7:30. That's so good.
Okay. 7:30 is that's early for majority of the world.
It's early for me if I'm not working, for sure.
Oh, really? See, I can't even sleep in on the weekends. It's really a problem, but we can put
a pin
in that. You
slept until 2:40 today, just to be clear.
Excuse me. I got up and I did the news, and then I went back to sleep, and then I did interviews, and then I went back to sleep. So
fever is pretty warm in here.
I was a working modern woman today, okay?
And then I went to the dermatologist and I actually had to wait for a minute because she was like doing surgery, which I didn't know they did surgery at dermatologist's office.
Yeah. Well, it looks like moles and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like I've had skin surgery.
Okay. I was like, really? Okay.
But it's not like,
just like a little surgical procedure.
Correct.
Got it. Okay.
Do you want me to turn the air down?
It's fine. I just took my jacket off. It's hot as balls in here. I can't even tell y'all. You must have a fever.
No,
there's no way. Well, there's a giant window next to me. I'm hot. I'm having hot flashes from my period. 70 degrees in here. Tawny's in a full sweatsuit, just to like.
The window doesn't make it hot.
Yeah. Okay. That's gonna cool it down and set the mood. So yeah, then I went home and I had the pest control man come. So I waited. My Taco Bell delivery got there at the time. So at Taco Bell. And then I literally got ready and was about to come over here when I got the text.
Oh, very packed day you had.
And then after this, I don't have anything. I'm watching The Bachelorette.
Oh, do you want to go to In-N-Out with me?
It depends on how hungry I get by the time, because I just had the Taco Bell, so I'll see how it settles.
See how it settles.
Wow.
Well, because I can do a protein style, and it's essentially a salad.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I don't, so normally, you know me, I'm like buttoned up. I have all my like groceries done on Sunday. I'm starting the week off. Like I had all these things to do today. I'm supposed to play tennis at 7 p.m. tonight. I had like a full thing.
With who? Why don't you ever play tennis with me?
You don't ask me.
Well, we are.
I just invite
so
you
busy.
To things, and you never
okay,
come.
I knew you were gonna say. I knew this was gonna get brought up.
But I had such a packed weekend because you don't realize on like Father's Day is Father's Day, right? So like I get like my king, my father, you know. But then when you're dating somebody, you also have their father, and then I'm also dating a father. So I had a lot of fathers in my life.
No, you're dating a daddy.
And dating a zaddy. And so I was like, okay, he wanted to spend time with my dad, and then I wanted to spend time with my dad alone, and then I wanted to see his dad, and then I wanted to also help celebrate him. So it was just like a lot of balls in the air. My dad lives in Orange County, so it was like we went down on Saturday. We had a date night Friday night, just the two of us, and then we went down super early to play tennis with my dad Saturday morning. We took his dad to go buy like meats and stuff at this like meat store.
Yeah, that's dude stuff right there.
Totally. And then we had a barbecue with all of our friends on Saturday night. So we got all the stuff. We were prepping and then we were up with our friends till like 1 a.m. on Saturday. And then I had to get up. I made him breakfast in bed on Sunday. So I had to get up. He gets up at 7. So I had to get up at 6 to like go do all the things, run and get coffee, did that there. Then we went to his parents' house for a barbecue. And then I went down to my dad's for dinner last night. It was just like nonstop.
Yeah, I get that. And then she's like, I just don't know why I'm tired. I must be sick. It's like, oh, no, you were just nonstop.
But that can't make you tired, right? Like, that can't make you just, like, sleep. Like, I've been in REM cycle sleep.
Oh, I would be. I would have texted y'all earlier than 2:40 and said, hey, you guys, tomorrow?
Question mark?
By the way, Mark, happy belated Father's Day.
Thank you very much. That's very sweet.
Uh-huh. Did you have a nice day?
We had a very nice day. We had some friends over. We grilled out. It was really nice. Thank you.
Did y'all go to the meat store or what?
We got some bratwurst, which Tanya's not familiar with bratwurst.
I didn't know what bratwurst was.
Like, like sausage?
Yeah, like, it's a sausage, yeah.
Yeah.
German sausage. And it's in Wisconsin, it's incredibly popular. And here it's not so much, but you can still find it and it's still great.
So here's my question for the bratwurst and chicken sausage grill out. Do you just buy them pre-made and you just throw them on the grill?
Yes.
And then what do you eat it with? Like salad?
No, in a bun.
Oh,
put
bun.
It in a bun like a hot dog.
Oh, yeah. Like a hot dog. Okay.
Yeah.
Salad.
With like chicken, or not chicken, ketchup like and mustard.
Like, no, you know, like you put like shrimp on a salad. She's just picturing like
cutting
cut
up a sausage.
Sausage.
Yeah. That's exactly what I thought.
Sick.
No, I do ketchup on it, but many, and I'll probably catch heck for that in the Facebook group, because traditional bratwurst aficionados will tell you it's mustard and sauerkraut. It is not ketchup, but I'm sorry, I do ketchup.
Sauerkraut. I'm supposed to eat sauerkraut in one of my phases, and I never know what to eat it with, so maybe I should get some bratwurst.
I recommend that, but sauerkraut, I always think, oh, you know what? It can't be that bad. I'm going to try it again. And it's always disgusting.
Oh, you
don't
like it?
And then a few years later, I'm like, you know, people love sauerkraut. Let me try that sauerkraut. And it's so gross.
I don't know that I've ever really dipped into sauerkraut. Because isn't it mostly on a hot dog? Like, isn't that kind of its main?
I don't know what else you eat it with.
See, I just like, I love a hot dog, how I like it, especially like a ballpark hot dog. So I'm not going to try something new and ruin that experience for myself.
So what is your ultimate hot dog?
Oh, thank you for asking. It's, you know, a hot dog. Have you ever had the Hawaiian roll buns?
Yes.
Oh, those are so good.
I've never had it in a bun. I've had a Hawaiian roll, though.
No,
I imagine it tastes the same.
It's so good. And then I do grilled onions and peppers, and then mustard and pickle and relish.
Ooh, relish.
Nice.
That's nice.
That is good. Did you say you've never had a hot dog in a bun, Tanya?
No,
not in a Hawaiian bun.
Oh, Hawaiian bun. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good, Becca. That's really nice.
And then one time I thought about putting In-N-Out sauce on a hot dog and making it like an animal style.
Oh.
I failed to see what could be possibly wrong with that. That
yeah,
awesome.
Nothing.
It's interesting because, you know, I'm becoming a barbecuer myself.
Are you?
I don't really do the bar. I don't
do
the grill.
I was going to say, it's not you doing the work.
I don't do the grill out. I do all the other stuff, which is time consuming.
The prep.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to discredit your hard work. I just am saying you are not the barbecuer.
Yes. So I'm not the barbecuer, but we've been having a lot of barbecues and we serve the same thing every barbecue. And I'm like, we should probably start switching it up a little bit, like maybe doing burgers of sorts or like. Bratwurst might be on the menu next time.
So we got invited to go to their barbecue, which I was like really excited to go, but I haven't 95P and I haven't had like one-on-one time lately. And so it was like kind of our one day to have time and just like one-on-one. And so Tanya was like, if y'all happen to come, what would you like? Like, we're making steak, shrimp. And I was like, this is the fanciest barbecue I've ever heard.
That's all we make. I don't know how to. That's what we make. We make steak for people that like red meat and then shrimp for people that like seafood.
It's impressive.
I'm surprised you're not grilling vegetables on that thing because those are delicious.
Well, yes. Thank you for asking. We do asparagus as well on the grill. And like, I think corn and there might be one other vegetable that we've thrown on there before. But it's really, we're becoming that, like, first of all, we've had many barbecues because when we started dating, COVID hit and we couldn't hang out with like all of our friends. So we're trying to like merge or just kind of see like what friends of his mesh with my friends, you know what I mean? And so we're having these different barbecues, inviting our friends. And Becca and 95P are yet to make it to one.
No, but it's happening. And I had the conversation with 95P, like, Tanya and Red Star are having these barbecues weekly and I really want to go to one. I think it'd be so fun. And 95P was like, I'm totally down. Once this month like calms down, I'm there.
Okay. And then it's like actually really sad because I wasn't even going to invite you to this one truthfully, not in a mean way, but I was just like, she's not going to come. Who cares? And and he goes, he literally texted me and said, please make sure you invite Becca 95P, even if they don't come. And I was like, oof, that hurts.
Why did that hurt?
Hurt me.
Why?
Because you're becoming that friend of mine where we're like,
oh my God, shut up. This is like, whatever. No, I'm not taking that. I rebuke that.
You can't rebuke it.
I'm rebuking it. I'm not receiving it.
Yeah. And he like brings out the ping pong table just for you.
Okay, yeah. The whole thing is that I need to play Red Star and ping pong. That's like the ultimate thing. And what's really causing me panic is that he thinks when I don't come that I'm like avoiding it because I'm scared I'm going to lose. And I'm like, my whole thing now is that I have to show up at some point. I was like, 95P, if you're busy next time, I need to go. I'm going to go alone because I have some duties I have to take care of over there. So it has.
Yeah, they've really built up the ping pong. Like,
well, Becca's very competitive, if I may. So yeah. I think that there may be something to that.
I don't know. He's pretty confident, you know, in a way that's not overly confident. Mm. So, and then the last guy, when she did it, Senor Butterfly, I think it was Senor, but I don't remember anyone's nickname. One of the guys. Was it Senor Butterfly?
Yeah.
He came over and he whooped me in ping pong. Wait, he didn't whoop me, but he beat me. And I was like, so I'm a little, Tanya seems to date so far.
Ping pong aficionados.
Ping pong stars.
Wait, what's so funny is that, so we played tennis with my dad on Saturday. It was my dad and my cousin versus Red Star and I. And my dad was like, because they played ping pong against each other. And my dad goes, you know, I think you have a really good ping pong swing, which doesn't translate onto the tennis court.
See, that makes me nervous. That is what makes me nervous.
Like, are they even related? Ping pong and tennis?
Well, is it ping pong like wrist?
Yeah, it's like a completely different thing.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah. You're really good at tennis, too.
I know, but shocking. I did not show up on Saturday. I was not Serena Williams, let me tell you that.
You were Anna Kournikova.
Yes, yes. Is she good still?
Well, I don't know, but she was like, I mean, I just always remember her with Enrique, and I think they're still together, actually. Mm-hmm. She was just like the hot blonde girl. So I was saying
I was just not bringing it. And Red Star actually was doing really, really well in the beginning. And then he petered out and I petered out and we just got our butts handed to us.
Who, it was a doubles?
Yeah.
Who did your dad play with?
My cousin.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. You met him at the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It was. Listen, I could feel the disappointment that we weren't there. And I was like, I'm going to have this conversation on the podcast on Monday. So I have been anxiously awaiting it. And I'm happy to report that I will be at the next one.
Because there's something I don't know how to like, and I'm sure you guys have done this when you start dating somebody and they have their friends, you have your friends, and then you try to blend those friends together. And there's some sort of feeling of like, are they going to get along? Are they all going to like each other? Like, what's this going to be like? And it's been going so well, like to the point where one of my best friends loves his cousin so much. She asked to come to dinner with us. And so I don't know, like there's something that makes my heart so happy. Like when we're having these barbecues and my friends are there interacting with his, like, and they're engaging it and laughing, I literally just stare and I like take a mental picture.
I'm sure you take real pictures too.
I like really soak it in because it makes my heart so happy. Like, I don't know. And then so I feel like I'm getting really like used to this happy, euphoric feeling of like.
That's great. I hope that should stay that way, right?
Yeah, I would think. And they all like hanging out with each other. They're like, oh, is Bloody Blah going to be there? And I'm like, oh, they're all friends. They like each other.
Yeah, you always want to be, I mean, I haven't met them yet, so I don't get to be this friend yet, but where the friends of the other group are like, oh, is Becca going to be there? Like, yeah. They're asking about you.
Yeah.
I haven't earned that yet, but hopefully I'll get there.
Yeah.
That's
is Becca going to be there?
Is she Becca, bringing that really cool girl, going to be there?
Yeah. And then we like always play games. So like we're playing Jenga and then some of my friends are on teams with some of his friends and I'm like, ah! So cute. I can't take it.
Okay.
I can't take it. I like literally can't take it.
Okay, we're going to take a break, but before we go, I want to talk about Zuru. So summer just got crazy with color. Crazy Bunch of Balloons by Zuru are here to help unleash summer fun.
It's super easy. By simply attaching the stem to a hose, you can fill it and tie 100 water balloons in 60 seconds. Bunch of Balloons are now made from certified recycled plastic, so that is a major plus.
And our friends at Zuru Toys just sent us an amazing surprise unboxing experience to prepare us for the ultimate water flight. Oh, dang it. I got so excited. And our friends at Zuru Toys just sent us an amazing surprise unboxing experience to prepare us for the ultimate water fight. Did you see the amount of water balloons in that thing?
Yes. Do you know how easy those are to fill up? My niece and nephew have been using those for years.
Same with my nephews.
Yeah, they're so easy.
I might need to do y'all's next barbecue. I might need to bring the box over and have an impromptu
some water balloon fights.
Fight.
All right. We'll jump into summer with an all-out water balloon fight like we're going to do, or blast away with X-Shot Fast Fill Water Blasters. For the little ones, we have tons of bubble blowing fun with Glove a Bubble.
Visit Zuru.com to find out more about the hottest toys for summer. I have an idea that I want to run by you. So Taylor Swift announced that she's re-releasing her Taylor version of Red. There's 30 songs on it. A 10-minute version of All Too Well, which
30 songs is like insane.
It's because everyone keeps saying, you know, I've had people be like, do you think she's going to release a new album in between? I'm like, we're basically getting a new album because there's however many songs that we've never heard before.
Right. Double.
Yeah. So
that's what basically started my weekend, by the way, because that news came out on Friday. And so we had our date night Friday night and we went to Cheers and he's like, what do you want to Cheers to? And I was like, Taylor Swift's Red album.
Romance at its finest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was thinking about, I wanted to book an Airbnb somewhere like on the East Coast that has like fall cozy weather and like go on a girls trip.
When that album comes out?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. What is November what?
20th.
Are we going to a wedding that weekend?
That could work though.
Oh, right. We can take that to our advantage.
Yeah, that will be in somewhere where it'll be cold. Okay, we'll revisit that.
That's cute, but we have to listen to it from top to bottom.
No, I know, like drive, like either in a cozy like, cabin,
and nobody
or like,
can listen to it until we're together, for all together.
Okay, I'm down for that.
And we have to have a certain drink, like
oh no,
yeah, we can make drinks with the names of the songs on them. So like, well, I think we should
be
use,
wasted.
Yeah, 30 songs. It's gonna take us if the songs are how long? If the 30 songs and songs are let's say 3 minutes, that's Mark.
Come on, you can 90? Get that one done.
Was 90? 90?
There you go.
90 minutes plus a 10-minute of All Too Well. That's 100 minutes, which is almost 2 hours.
And that's just assuming all the songs are 3 minutes.
And then here's the thing. We're probably going to have to stop after each song and discuss. Uh-huh. So that adds on another couple minutes. So really, we're talking a 4-hour process.
Oh, yeah.
So if like, okay, let's say we wanted to do Red, we could do like the, what's a drink that starts with an R?
Rosé.
Red wine.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. There we go. We can do the red.
Just a thought.
See, this is where my
Mark loves to drink, yeah. Obviously.
Sassy pants over there. Whoa. Okay. We can do the red wine. Taylor's version. Red wine, Taylor's version. Then we could do State of Grace Sangria.
Oh, we're bringing out sangria in the middle of the fall?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Because we can make it orangey and cinnamony, so it's like a little, like, fallish.
Okay.
Then we could do the, I'm struggling with All Too Well and we lost Mark.
Luckily we have plenty of time. We can, maybe we do three drinks and there's, you know, one for each song that we like really love or
passionate
resonate
about.
And then you can choose what drink you want.
Okay. Fair.
For the listening party.
Right.
Anyways, though, I was like looking at Airbnbs. I got so excited and I was like, I just am trying to picture where I'm going to be when I'm listening to it for the first time.
It really is a gift because No, because that album, of all her albums, and I think it's obviously debatable, everybody has a different favorite album, but I think everybody can agree that that album is, it encapsulates the feeling of heartbreak in such a way that is a roller coaster of emotion. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she's making, giving us 30 songs from that era, it's like, I don't know what my emotional state, like, I don't know how I can, I don't know how I'm gonna be able to handle it.
Well, hopefully you're in a very happy place and you're able to just go there for the ride.
But the dark songs take me back to the dark times.
I know, but what a special experience to have been going through a heartbreak when that album came out, because I wasn't.
Oh my god, it, oh wow, it was like I was going through the worst heartbreak of my life, truly, up to that time. And she came out with We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, which I believe was the first single, mm-hmm, from that song.
From that album.
And I was just in this, I felt in like a heavenly state. And I said, Taylor Swift knows exactly where I am in life and what I need to hear.
She did it for you.
Yes. Yeah. And then the album that followed was just extraordinary.
1989?
No, the full album, Red album.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I mean, yeah, it's, I went through a series of emotions because I was like, that's a long time away. And then I was like, but it's going to be in the fall. I wouldn't want it in the summer.
And I'm a little disappointed in the fact that it's not coming till November. Because that's, what is it? June, July, and August, I mean, September, October,
things,
November.
Time is flying. Mm-hmm. November will be here before we realize it. But all I'm saying is, wow.
And then also, so we get that album in November. She did say she was going to release all the albums this year in 2021. Does that mean we're just pumping out all the rest of them really quickly after?
Or maybe she just announced that one, got everyone hyped, and she's going to do some just like drops
before.
Uh-huh.
But she said the next album I'm releasing is Red, My Version. So that means next means next.
Okay.
Means like not now, but next.
Wait, right. You're under the impression they're all coming out in 2021?
Yes, I am under that impression. Where did I find that impression?
I don't know, but that seems flawed to me.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Unless she's just going to give us the Christmas gift will be the rest of them.
Oh, like maybe I read it on TikTok somewhere.
Yeah. No, you didn't. You heard it from
Ginger Chan.
I was like, Chan, what is the first name? Yes, Ginger. Yeah. It was Ginger's flawed theory.
I don't know why I came up with that theory. Or maybe it was she can't release, what's the one? Reputation. She can't release Reputation this year for some legal reason.
No, so we won't get that.
Correct.
Did you know that Jesse Williams is going to be naked in like a Broadway show?
Already bought my ticket.
I was looking to figure out where I'm buying that ticket. It's not released for a while, but he announced that he's going to be nude.
Nude. I don't know if I need to see that.
All right, to each their own.
I got over my nude scenes back now and then.
No, you didn't. You didn't see the nude scene. There was no nude scene.
There was.
Sock. So sock, wait, why queen. Wouldn't you be interested in seeing Jesse Williams au natural?
No, I would, but like if it were on Grey's Anatomy.
Right. So it's not worth going to New York and buying a $300 ticket to a show. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
If it was like click here to see Jesse Williams naked.
Right, I'd be like, sure.
Yeah.
No problem. Okay, happy to.
You're not taking a red eye to see Jesse Williams Wango Tango?
It's incorrect. No. Yeah. No. No, I do have a barometer
for what
threshold. I don't really know what I'm trying to say.
I think you're combining barometer and parameters.
Yeah,
and I'm here for it.
Okay, I'm like, actually, I'm gonna respect what I just did there. Unintentionally,
she's
so.
Gonna respect what she did there. She said,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, another day. Everyone loved our podcast last week.
That's what, like, I was saying before you got here. Yeah. I was like, did you guys see all the scuttle in the Facebook group about last week's podcast? And they said yes, and I go, I can't remember one thing we talked about last week.
I didn't see it in the Facebook group.
Where'd
I just
you
saw
see
like
it?
Messages that
DMs.
Yeah,
dude, there's a whole thread on the Facebook group.
Oh.
I screenshotted it because I was actually, you know what I was going to do? I was going to post it and say, do you guys enjoy the sans guests as much as this crew?
Can I just
Well, I think it depends on the guests, but also they do seem to like the ones where you guys just talk about nonsense for an hour.
Cassie Rose or Casey. Cassie or Casey?
Casey.
Casey said, can I just say this week's episode of the podcast was so good. I really loved all the special guests we've gotten, but there is something about an hour and 20 minutes of just Becca, Tanya, Mark, and Easton's banter and conversation. I laughed out loud multiple times and just enjoyed so fully. I want more like this. Am I the only one that feels this way? Adding a photo so it doesn't get lost in the shuffle. I think it was a beautiful photo of a beach.
Oh.
And then love you all. And then the comments were all the mimicking the same sentiment.
Oh, huh. I mean, listen, what do you want? We won two People's Choice Awards. No. I get on Facebook and like it used to just be my like basically all I would see would be the scrubbing in group, and now for some reason it's like reshuffled and it's like people from my hometown that I have no idea who these people are.
Mine is like all ads now. Like I feel like I look at my Facebook and it's just like ad.
You're probably on your do you have a business page? Jesus. Okay, Easton, I have a question for you.
Okay, so, hit me.
Your beautiful wife, Allison, posted a really
raunchy,
sexy photo on Instagram. And I was like, wow, Easton's either beaming with pride or he's just
Oh, she
like,
posted a sexy photo?
Oh, yeah.
She did. Yeah.
I wanted to know, did you take the photo?
I did not take the photo. I was not there. She had a like girls afternoon at a pool the other day. And I was with my friends going to visit another Back to the Future location. But she came home and she's like, oh, my God, our friend Jenny took this picture of me and I feel great in it. And she like splashed water on my butt and like told me how to pose. Should I post it? And I was like, hell yeah, post that. Post it up right now.
I knew it. I was like, he either took it or he was like, you should post that.
I am not that good behind the camera. I appreciate you thinking it was me. But she was really excited with how it came out. And a lot of people left nice comments and she was loving it. And it made me feel good on her behalf.
Oh, cute.
That is really cute.
Becca, I did want to say, Allison got you sent her a bunch of fire emojis and that made her afternoon. She was on cloud nine.
I was like, wow. I mean, listen, Allison is a babe. We knew it. We all knew it. But I was like, good for Easton.
Yes. I'm trying not to fumble this lead. But she's way out of my league. A million percent. And I'm very, she's beautiful.
I'm very happy about it.
No,
very happy about it.
Yeah. I respond fire emojis to you too, Easton.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. Yeah, that photo. I mean, I wouldn't consider that like a super, like, I mean, she looks hot.
No, it's like a sexy photo though.
Yeah.
I remember one time, like, I was fresh off The Bachelor and, you know, my following was, and I think I would say it's still more like on the conservative side of, but at that time I had just come off the show. I was like the virgin, like, and I was kind of like presented very shy, and I posted a photo in Greece with like two of my girlfriends, and I was turned to the side so you could just see the shape of my butt, and I had my, you know, my swimsuit was not a thong, but it was probably smaller, so you couldn't really see the full swimsuit. And I ended up deleting it because I got so many comments that were like, oh my gosh, I would never think that she would post a photo like this. And I felt so like insecure about it. So I think I just have a new appreciation for that because I remember it. I was so like, oh my gosh, am I not allowed to show
it
my body?
It makes me like so weirded out and like sad and bummed that people just think they can comment that. You know what I mean? Like if you see the photo and you don't like it, okay, keep scrolling. Yeah, like the fact that people go out of their way to like shame you over a photo is so crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think people, that was a while ago, you know,
but
like
still.
No, I agree. And still I see it on certain people's pages where it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she'd post something like this, or just like so insensitive and judgmental comments. But I think I just like when I see people post stuff like that when they're feeling good about themselves, I'm like, good
but
for you.
I know, it really like it really irks my pickle in such a way, because it's just like even all the stuff that's going on with like Caitlin Bristow right now, and like everybody,
what's going on there?
Everybody is commenting about like trolling her for the way that she looks on the show, like she needs to lay off the plastic surgery. There's all these comments about the way that she looks, and I just get so, and it's always, it first of all these trolls and things are always directed at women, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. annoys me in the first place. And then it's like, what if that's what she wants to look like? Or what if that's what they want? Or what if they want to change their whatever it is? You know what I mean? Like, take her out of it. What if somebody wants to get their nose done and they've not liked it their whole life? Like, that's her prerogative. And like, we can all do whatever we want to do. Who and why are you saying that on a public, like on a public platform?
I haven't. So on her, did she address it or you saw it somewhere?
You know, that's a, probably saw it on TikTok. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I definitely saw headlines about it.
Oh, so
people attacking the way that she looked.
I just didn't see it. But I mean, it's Caitlyn like happens
to Kristen. It happens to Khloe Kardashian all the time.
Totally. And this is my thing, though. Like, Caitlyn has dealt with that kind of stuff since she was the Bachelorette. Like, at first it was that she was too like risque, and now you see like how the Bachelorettes are like strong and empowered women, which is exactly who she was, but at the time it wasn't as embraced or as accepted. And she's been dealing with this since she was, well, since she was on The Bachelor and then The Bachelorette. And I've watched like people make comments about if she, like, her frame, like, she's so petite and little, she's beautiful. And so I've never really understood. I think a lot of times people are so miserable in their own life that like their only way of feeling better is to bring someone else down about their appearance. But
it's just the thing that is crazy to me, that just bothers me so much, is like, we dish out so much hate and negativity and I don't like the way you look, instead of the inverse, which is like what you did to Allison, of like, fire, like, you look good, you know, like, let's pump each other up, like, let's make her feel good about posting that, you know what I mean? It's like always the inverse, and it just really bothers me.
But that's what I'm saying. I think people who feel the need to send that type of message to someone are probably sitting in their home feeling really horrible about themselves and wishing that they could change something about themselves. And their only way of being able to, what they think is going to make them feel better, is saying something negative to someone else. And it's just, it's such a sad, like, and it's really a disease, that type of mentality, because, you know, they say hurt people hurt people, but mm-hmm. There's no ultimate satisfaction in that. Like, no one gets anything out of it. They may feel like they're going to get something out of it, but it doesn't, essentially that person's not happy with themselves.
Yeah. So, you know, and this just really pushed me in a direction where I'm going to go on my Instagram tonight before I go to bed, which is probably going to be in an hour. And I am going to comment on every woman's photo that I see in my scroll, something positive, whether it, I'm going to try and go with their personality, but if it is about, you know, the way their butt looks or whatever, yeah, I'll do that too. I'm going to go lead with the personality, follow up with something physical that I enjoy about them, and move on along in my scroll.
I think the thing is that obviously women, we like the whole thing. I think a lot of times, especially when, if people are acknowledging us or like men are acknowledging us, it comes from a place of only physical attributes of like, you're beautiful or you're hot or you're sexy. And I think in our mind somewhere, that's where that, you know, we feel like we have to look a certain way because of society standards, whatever. But we still want to be appreciated for how we look. Like, if I post a photo and I'm like Allison did, I want people to be like, damn. Like, I'm not wanting people to be like, wow, your heart's great, you know? But if I'm posting,
I think I like both.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'm not going to turn down either, but I'm saying, like, I'm posting that photo for people to be like, whoa, you look so good. And I think you can do both of like complimenting people for more than their beauty and also acknowledging their beauty and their bodies in a respectful way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, something I think about a lot, Allison is very academically accomplished. She has a master's degree. She's been like published in academic journals. She's done a lot of like stuff that's earned her a lot of praise for her mind and how her brain works. And so she really likes getting compliments about how she looks, because it's like, you know, not saying that she doesn't get that kind of attention, but like, it's just as valued, I think. Mm-hmm. Like it's still a compliment about something that makes you happy and is about you. So, you know, I'll tell her that her ass looks great all the time, because yeah, it does.
Yeah.
To fill in, just to give you the whole story of the, I looked up the Caitlin Bristow thing. Someone commented in saying that like, she looks really different, and I can't put her finger on it. And then Caitlin responded and just listed everything she's had done in the 6 years since she's been the Bachelorette, which isn't that much stuff, like a brow lift, some microblading. Then she says, I aged, I put on some weight, I learned how to contour. And I dig that, because it's like, yeah, I had a little bit of stuff done, but who cares, you know?
I was also going to say, like, when people tell me, wow, you look so different than when you're on The Bachelor, I'm like, well, I've had Botox and lip filler, but also I'm 7 years older now. I'm 6 years older now. Like, right. I've just, you know, I've gained weight. I've lost weight. Like, there's been, I've changed in that time that you saw me on TV.
Yeah.
And also people on TV, I mean, people from the, like, who watched The Bachelor thought that I was 5'8" and I'm 5'5". And every time I meet people in real life, they're like, oh my God, you're so short. And I'm like, well, I'm like a normal height, I think.
And we do all change. I mean, if you guys, okay, I don't remember what year this was. Mark and Easton, maybe not Easton wasn't there, but when I first started on the morning show, I was like, I went through this phase where I said my eyebrows have to match my hair color. And I was adamant about it. I was like, my eyebrows need to match my hair. And so I bleached my eyebrows a good 6 to 8 month period. And if you saw photos of me from that time,
please, you have to find that.
Would be shook to your core. And I'm like, who let me out of the house like this?
I have some amazing...
But could you imagine if I was on The Bachelor those 6 months and then people are like, whoa, Tanya's really changed.
Yeah, I'm
like,
yeah. Right? That's what I'm saying. I guess I've always... I think it's really easy to make comments to people that you see on TV and like not think of a second thought about it. But people are just brutal out there. And like I said, I don't think it comes from a place of they're so happy with their life, because a lot of times when I even feel critical, like if I'm looking at someone, I'm like either feeling like jealous of or like, oh, I wish I had gotten that opportunity or whatever. It's normally because they're doing more than me. I'm never doing that towards someone who's doing less than me. And I think it's the same thing with people who are critical online. Like it's always people who are doing more, doing things that they want to do. That is not you.
Yeah.
Tanya.
It's me with Mr. Worldwide, wow. Mr. 305, Mr. Pitbull.
Wow. Oh my God. I was not there for that.
Yeah.
That was before my time.
That's disturbing.
That is not Tanya. I freaked out, Tanya.
So anybody that's listening, if you have the thought to bleach your eyebrows, let me tell you that eyebrows really frame, give you shape to your face. And
wow.
They're gone. Like, they're just like, they look like I shaved them off. Like, they're just not there.
Okay, you have aged 15 years backwards since this photo.
I've also lost weight. I mean, there's definitely that.
Yeah, but I mean, I did not realize how much eyebrows like really define your features.
You don't realize it at all, because in your mind I'm like, oh, your eyebrows, your right? eyebrows match your hair. So my whole life I'm like, I have I just started bleaching my hair, so my eyebrows have to match. And my hairdresser fought me for so long over it. He was like, no, I'm not doing it. And I was like, then I'm gonna see somebody else. I'm gonna have somebody else do it. So he's like, fine. So he did it, and I don't know why for so long I liked it. Because I look back
at... You did? You weren't horrified the moment it happened?
No, I look back at photos and they were...
You weren't horrified the moment.
Chris Hemsworth went through the same problem in the first Thor movie. I mean, he did the same thing. It happens to the best of us.
That is not the same thing, Easton. I'm here to tell you, that is not the same.
Yeah, it's just like they started growing back at that point. But I mean, it's really, if anybody's listening and thinks that they want to bleach their eyebrows, I mean, if your eyebrows,
will you post that on Instagram?
I'll post it in the Facebook group.
Yeah, we're gonna need them to see the visual, because I think all of our reactions deserve that.
Yeah, I'll post it. Let me screenshot it so I can find it. It's me. That's me. And in case you can't recognize, Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide, Mr. Pitbull himself.
Yeah, Mr. 305.
It's very jarring.
I don't remember. Were you like that when you started at Seacross? Because I don't remember that.
My bleached brows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Jarring.
Yeah, jarring. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Jarring.
So could you imagine if I was on television in that period of my life? People would probably be like, that doesn't even look like me anymore.
No.
Yeah. Just so.
Wow.
So much eyebrow framing my face this day, you know, 2021.
Like this was me probably around that. What year was that?
Oh.
What year was that?
When did I start? 2010? 2010. Yeah. 2010 or 2011.
Yeah, okay. Maybe early 11.
This was 2007, but she's changed.
Wow. Is that like prom or something? Or is that some sort of
That's a homecoming. Dance? That's like a fraternity formal.
The amount of teasing that Becca did to her hair, the bumpets that existed were truly unparalleled.
Like the fact that I have hair still after I put it through that trauma is miraculous because, I mean, I use that Aquanet hairspray that was basically just made it a nest, essentially, is where like birds could have landed and done formed a home.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm very grateful that I still have hair for the extensions to be in.
the fake ones clipped into.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same.
So we are going to take a break, but when we come,
oh, I was just gonna, I don't even know why my brain went back to Allison and her butt because it looks really good in that photo. But I'm going on vacation with Red Star and I got a bikini and it's a thong.
Hell yeah.
I've never worn one. It's not a thong, but it's more thongy than cheeky. More cheeky than I've ever had. I don't know if I'll actually wear it, but I'm like really excited about it.
Did you bring your nurse set?
No, I haven't started packing.
Have we ever talked about on the podcast when I came over and you were like, your bag was open and you were packing and it was like this like kinky nurse outfit and I was like,
Wow.
Some Grey's Anatomy kink?
First of all, it's like a hair thing. It was like a headband.
No, it was an outfit. Yeah. No, I saw an outfit.
No, it wasn't a full outfit It wasn't a nurse's outfit. What I got was I got a normal lingerie outfit that I think it was either white or red. But the outfit itself was just like something you get at Victoria's Secret. Oh, which I do want to talk about, by the way. And I got like a little headpiece, a little like thing around the leg, like a garter, and then like some weird like pencil. Oh, and then a stethoscope. So I got
It was a stethoscope with the lingerie that I was like.
So I didn't buy like a nurse's outfit. I bought the things that like a nurse's outside activity stuff, but the actual lingerie wasn't like
a scrub. Like
there's not a cross on there or anything.
Correct.
Right?
It was like normal
hospital insignia.
Right. Which really, I mean, who cares at the end of the day? But I feel like the fact that I made it my own makes it a little step above.
Nice.
Yeah. But should we take a break?
Oh, yeah. So I want to take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about Victoria's Secret. And we're going to call one of our listeners who we gave advice to a few months ago because she's giving us an update. Because for the first time ever, we asked for an update and we're actually giving y'all an update because I feel like we do that a lot with emails and we never do it.
Because we all had. Here's the thing. I can't. Mark probably remembers more better. Hello. We all had a very strong opinion about it. And it was something that needed time. And so I put it in my calendar to follow up with her. And I guess there is an update.
Oh, it was in your calendar.
It was in my calendar. So I hit Danielle up and was like, can we find her?
Okay, so we'll be back. We're going to talk to her and we'll talk about Victoria's Secret.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens.
Forever.
We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl, drama girl. Cheering for the right team. Drama queens. Smart girl, rough girl, fashion but you're tough girl, you could sit with us girl. Drama queens. Drama queens.
Hey, this is Bethany Joy Lenz.
And Sophia Bush.
And Hillary Burton.
And we have a podcast called
Drama Queens.
I feel like it's a walk down memory lane that also might be a little bit of a stumble down memory lane.
I mean, we'll have cocktails sometimes, so we might leave stumbling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with that.
There are no fans like One Tree Hill fans. There is no family like our family. So we got together to do a rewatch podcast to relive the show as so many of you have so many times, because to be honest, we haven't.
Yeah, we haven't seen it since 2002, 2003.
We can't wait to take this trip down memory lane with all of you.
What would our characters be doing right now?
I think Haley would probably be, she's got to be close to an empty nester now, right? Like Jamie's out of the house.
Is she getting wild?
She might be finally ready to live out those wild years that she...
Cut loose, baby.
You know what I mean? I think it might be time.
I'm going to say a lot of therapy. Peyton Sawyer is in so much therapy right now.
Well, not long ago, I found my vote Brooke Davis for president pin. I don't know. Is Brooke Davis a senator or something?
Like 100%.
Yeah, you can totally go for that.
There's so much cool stuff to imagine for them. But before we can go forward, we got to go back to the beginning.
You nailed it.
Make sure you all listen to Drama Queens on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time. We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens.
Forever.
We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl, drama girl, cheering for the right team. Drama queens, drama queens, smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl. Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
All right, we are back, and we have our scrubber, Ariana. She wrote in, I think it was in April, or we read the email in April, and it was kind of asking for some advice. And so Mark is going to read the email, and then we're going to talk to Ariana.
Right before Christmas, a guy I grew up with from my hometown reached out to me and asked me out. He lives or works almost 3 hours away from me, but he has been coming back home every single weekend because all of his friends live in our hometown, as do I. However, when he went back to work after the holidays, his job shifted. Now he works 6 to 7 days a week and could no longer come home for the foreseeable future. We decided to put the romance on hold and just be friends for now, but I can't stop thinking about him. I keep thinking about timing and how if this was meant to be, he wouldn't have reached out when he did. We still talk every day, only a couple of texts though, but he stopped being flirty with me almost immediately when we called it off. So I can't figure out if he's still romantically interested or not. What should I do? Should I tell him how I feel or wait it out? If I recall, I said, tell him how you feel, because he feels the same way. And he's only not being flirty because he's being respectful of the agreement that the two of you made. And everything's going to be fine if you tell him how you feel. I think that's what I said.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I said the same thing, right?
Yep.
And yeah. I was just like, no, say goodbye.
Yes.
Okay. So what is the update?
Okay. So the update is Becca was right.
Yeah!
I know. I'm so sorry, you guys.
First of all, I'm sorry for you if you're sad. Yeah. Sorry. I let the competitiveness get the best of
me. Yeah. Also, Becca is like just on super cloud nine because you obviously haven't heard it because we haven't aired the podcast yet. But she like was right about something else earlier. So you're just really pumping her tires right now.
Okay. First of all, are you okay?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Sorry, like it's 1999 and the ball just dropped.
But I composed myself and I'm back. I'm back in my body and I'm checking in.
So right before you guys recorded the podcast, I actually had reached out to him and I said, I'd really like to come and see you. And I wanted to basically tell him everything. And then he had said to me, I can't mentally handle having you come down here and then basically having to say goodbye. And then he was just like in a really dark place. So I like backed off and gave him a lot of space. And then I listened to the podcast and I was like, I got to kind of do a combination. So I feel like I pulled a Tanya and I started journaling every day. Like anytime I would think about him, I would journal it. And like, I didn't text him like as much. I think I sent him like one text, like every once in a while, but like for a while, like maybe like a month and a half. And then he never responded. So I was just like, okay, it's all over. Like it's done. And then this is actually kind of wild. So a couple of weeks ago, or what was it? Like 2 weeks ago, I think, my basically dad went into the hospital and it's just been like a roller coaster downhill ever since. And I got a really bad phone call one day. And all of a sudden I'm on the phone call like about my dad and his name pops up and he's calling me.
Oh jeez.
I haven't heard from him in like 6 weeks at this point. So I was like, what do I do? Like, I can't answer the phone right now. Like I'm sobbing because of like my family and like this whole mess and whatever. So I got off the phone call. I called him back and he like could tell that something was wrong. So I basically like just told him everything that was going on with my family. And he was like, I miss you. I'm so sorry. I was horrible. Like, I didn't realize I was ignoring you. I was in such a dark place mentally and didn't want to bring you down.
And he basically asked if we could like talk and maybe get together because he was coming home for his birthday. And I said, no. I said, I can't see you. Like, this is not good for me. I don't want you to reach out to me anymore. I just can't do it. So.
And that was the last of it.
That was the last of it.
Wait, so he was just kind of being like, I just want to hang out and see you. He wasn't saying like, I want to
be with you.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm so proud of you because honestly, it would have been so easy to say yes to that dinner and open your heart back up to something that was just going to potentially disappoint you again.
Yeah, exactly. So I just,
Are you sure he wasn't missing you and regretting his decision?
I don't know.
Well, how long ago was that?
That was he called me last Thursday.
Oh, so it's been a week. Yeah. So what I'm hearing is a dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Well, but she's putting a period at the end of that dot, dot, dot.
It's hard because like, I want to see him. I want to talk to him because my feelings are still there. But that's why I had to say no at the same time, because I feel like I'm just starting to get over it. So...
I also think that if he had changed his mind about what he saw for y'all, he would have been like, I really need to talk to you. Like, I don't just want to see you for that night. Like, I really want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Because y'all were close enough that he would be able to say that, right? Or would he be like,
Yeah, we can say anything to each other and like, when we were on the phone, I like had told him like how upset I was and like that I had all these feelings. I told him everything when I was on the phone with him. And he was like, I feel so bad that you felt like you couldn't like say it to me. Like you felt like I was ignoring you. And he was really great on the phone, but I just have like so much other stuff going on in my life. I'm like, if you're not going to be there 100%, like I can't have you. Mm. So
that's good.
If he changes his mind and he like comes back and is like, I'm there 100%, everything, whatever. Then I might give it another chance, but that's not the way that it felt. Like mm-hmm. I didn't feel 100% there when he called. So mm-hmm.
Like you're going through so much with so many other things in your life that you need someone who's really going to be like a rock for you and be like constant for you.
Well, and also too, I think if he were to say those things, like I'm in it, I'm 100%. Like these are all the things, these changes I made. I think also too, you have to take a beat and be like, okay, this all sounds hunky dory. Make him prove his groove. Mm-hmm.
Prove his groove.
Yeah. That's what was before. He was my rock. He was like there for everything, mm-hmm. but then it just like was gone all of a sudden. And now I have all this stuff going on. Like I need to like rely on myself for this. So.
Well, I'm really hopeful that I'm really proud of you for like being strong for yourself. And I really hope everything's okay with your family. And I really hope that if in the future it feels like it could be the right one, that he can really prove it to you. Because I think he really cares about you. Like after talking to you, I really do think he cares about you, but I think you standing up for yourself and knowing what's best for you right now and what you need from someone is a really strong move on your part.
Yeah. And I think sometimes too, when you set those boundaries, like, he can respond to it either. If he doesn't really want to be with you, then it'll just be like, okay, you know, he'll give up. But I think if you are that important to him and he really wants to like figure it out, that you setting that boundary is a good thing no matter what, because it just shows how serious you are and how much care about yourself and your, and value yourself. And so it'll make him work harder if he chooses to want you in his life.
Yeah.
Sends a message. It sends a message. You're not going to be benched. You're not going to be toyed with.
Yeah.
You're not going to be. Right. You're all in or you're not. And I think that's a great message to send.
Yeah.
Well, from what we know about you, you seem amazing and sweet and kind and you're gorgeous. So you deserve someone who's going to be 100% for you.
For sure.
And I hope you stick to that.
You keep a clean car too, which we respect.
Yes.
I do have a very clean car right now, but not usually.
Oh, really?
Same. Oh.
Car seats and saddles. So
saddles.
Yeah, I'm a horse trainer.
Oh, I was cool. Like, what's a saddle? Like, giddy up, cowboy?
Yeah, you need that for your nurse's outfit.
Yeah, I was about to say, that might be Tanya's new kinky little outfit.
That's my next move, my next purchase. Can I get some chaps while we're at it? Do you wear chaps? Yeah. Is that the thing? You wear chaps?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Where do you get yours from?
I have them
You have them sent in?
She probably has.
Yeah, like,
yep. Yeah. Professional
just custom chaps.
I need to get some custom chaps.
I don't think those are the same ones you're going to be wearing, Tanya.
I don't
know. Authentic ones is like legit.
This guy should have known not to mess with a woman who has custom chaps.
I know.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's a brave man.
That's so funny.
Well, thank you for giving us an update and coming on the show. And also, I really do hope everything is okay with your family. And we're praying for y'all and sending you all the love. And I hope that your cowboy comes along and sweeps
you. And he says, cowboy, take me
Well, she would
away.
Say that.
Yeah, I'll say that.
Fly this girl as high as you can into the wild blue.
She's gotta go, Tanya. She gotta go.
All right. Bye, Ariana.
Those horses are gonna train themselves.
You guys.
All right, bye.
Bye, Ariana.
Tanya would still be singing if we had
that.
Been,
is
like,
the song. That song is almost like Taylor Swift worthy to me. That song. That song takes me to a place of longing and hopefulness, yet sad, uncertain, but hope. Oh yeah,
yeah, I got it. Yeah, I feel that too.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna listen to that when we hang up before I go to bed.
So
45 minutes from now,
I'm really proud of her because, you know, when you really care for someone and then all of a sudden they come in and you're going through a hard time or there's a lot of things going on and that person says like, "Do I want to see you?" and you're able to be like, my worth is more than this one night to please you. That is a freaking
power. But it's not even to please you because...
Well, to stand up.
I know, like to please him, like because she would want to as well. Like I'm sure it would make her feel so happy in the moment.
That's what I'm saying. That she's like, what's better for me is to not is a really strong move because I've had moments where I've liked someone who didn't really reciprocate. And if they were in town and they were like, you want to hang out? I was there.
Yeah. It's like she's thinking long term, what's best for her in long term versus short term pleasure.
Yeah. She's looking for long term pleasure versus short term.
No, long term love versus short term pleasure.
Good one. That's a new Tanya. That's the episode title.
I think it is.
Because she could just whip out a vibrator and have some short-term pleasure herself if she chooses so.
Yeah. Or a, you know, like a shower head.
No.
Okay, okay. What are we doing?
No, that's the thing. Becca always talks about this like miraculous shower head that she used to use as like a toy of sorts.
We get it.
Tanya, we can't take it that far.
Oh.
You were just said vibrator, I said or shower head, and that's it.
No, it's not it, because you've been saying this, and I don't understand how that works.
Okay,
the one that got away? Like, do you dream of the shower head?
It makes no sense to me. Like, I don't understand what you do with it.
Okay, well, once you figure it out, then we can talk about it. Anyways, proud
how
of Ariana.
Is that not clear to you, Tanya? I don't even have one of those things, and it seems obvious how that would work.
I really don't understand. Like, I'm gonna probably have to Google it. The water shoots up you. Is that what you like?
Well, you're not
like you're going down a water slide.
Oh my god. Oh. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry, Becca.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I was not intending for it to go to this because I didn't realize she didn't understand and
I
needed
don't
a tutorial.
Get it. I do,
which you won't get.
You'll never give it to me.
No, you freak.
Well, not. I don't need to like see you.
I'm not helping you put a tampon up, and I'm not giving you a tutorial.
I don't mean actually, but like just show me. With like your clothes on.
It's water.
Putting this is clothes. Why women need videos for things.
There's probably a bit. Okay.
Oh, I'm quite sure those videos are out there.
Yeah.
Like when I was trying to explain how to use a Flex Cup. Like, I had a lot of scrubbers DM me when we were in the whole menstrual cup phase of the podcast. And I was like, I wish that I could post a video of like how to actually do this, because it is kind of tricky. Like, it's very tricky. You have to fold it. You have to like put your ring around the rosy. Like,
you know, this girl did a TikTok where she, I can't remember what she used, but it was a basically a tutorial, and it was like not even fun. It wasn't funny or anything. Like, she was just like, here, if you've ever struggled putting a tampon in, this is what it, this is how you do it. And I was like, Tanya could probably do this with her Diva cup if she could find a way to not fully drop her pants.
Right. I know. That's what I'm like, I'm trying to figure out how I can do it without actually doing it, because the videos that they post are not it. Like, yeah, the brands themselves.
Yeah. It's tough out there.
You wanted to talk about Victoria's Secret before
we
go.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark. Always keeping us on track. Semi on track.
I'm also perspiring quite a lot. Is that hot in here?
Well, it's 400 degrees.
Thick sweatshirt.
There's lights on us. Your windows are huge.
The sun is beating in the window.
It's 90 degrees outside and you have a sweatsuit on.
So weird.
Okay, so anyways.
So weird. I just don't know. I don't understand how it sweats like dripping
down
my armpit.
What would you like to talk about Victoria's Secret?
Their rebrand. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
They got a lot of flack for this rebrand about it's trying too hard. They're still not fully inclusive because they don't have a woman on the I don't know what it's called. Is it a panel?
So the rebrand is they're not going to have Victoria's Secret angels anymore.
Yeah. So they're doing it with the angels, and they have created,
which were models who were wearing Victoria's Secret outfits with wings.
With wings, doing the fashion show. And they're trying, what they want is a more inclusive brand. So all women of all shapes, sizes, colors. And they left out, so there's, you know, kind of spokespeople for these, you know, different body types or and mm-hmm. what have you. And I believe that they're going to do some sort of they're going to speak about it, like it's accompanied with like a podcast. They're going to have conversations about it, so it's not just lingerie. It's going to be like a bigger movement. But there was a lot of criticism and a lot of people weren't happy with it, and like they're trying too hard and like blah blah blah. But I'm like, this is so great.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't care either way, to be honest, but I loved the Victoria's Secret fashion show. And I'm like, why can't we do a show and have angels that are inclusive? Like, why does it have to be that we have to do away with angels? Because it was so,
well, I think it's what they represented. I think the Victoria's Secret angel represented a pin thin model without an ounce of cellulite or an ounce of body fat.
Change the what it represents.
You can't just do that. It's like word association. It's like you hear McDonald's and it's arches, but all of a sudden they want to be a curtain. No.
What in the heck?
Does that make sense? It does. Mark shaking his head because it does make sense.
No, it's okay, fine. Curtains is an interesting thing, but it's branding. You're right. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with Becca. I don't know why anyone would care how a lingerie company markets themselves, and I've never seen the fashion show and I have no interest in that. But on paper, it seems like a cool thing, I guess.
Yeah,
that women come in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
And
see, I loved, and I went to the I loved watching the Victoria's Secret fashion show because it was just like this performance, and it was like, I don't know, I just never took it too seriously. And I guess people who did, and it became like an issue where it caused, you know, I never thought like I'm never going to be that tall or that thin. So I was just like, I enjoyed watching people who just like flowed like down the runway. Like, I thought it was just fun. I never took it into, you know, as a concert, there was performances. So my thought is like, why can't we say we're still doing the show and we're having angels and we're being inclusive of every body shape and race and ethnicity, and keep it the fun thing that it is, I guess, is my issue. But you know Kirby Johnson.
Uh-huh.
She's like a beauty writer. And she said, I really liked her take because she said, my two cents. First, the brand has needed an overhaul for a while. In addition to the fact that they were living in 1992, it was getting stale and boring. I agree that the brand's idea of sexy was through the male gaze, but personally, I cannot take a brand called Victoria's Secret any other way than fun, cheesy, and lighthearted. This isn't going to be the popular opinion, but so many brands do the aspirational things so much better that have made it part of their DNA from the beginning. Not saying brands shouldn't evolve, but I don't see why VS needs to abandon the parts people like, aka aka the bachelorette party aesthetic, and become some serious beacon of women empowerment, because do we even believe them? And they were saying inclusive, she said, how to incorporate empowerment, inclusive models, better leadership, maybe even becoming a part of the conversations. You know what I'm saying? So like, I get that.
Yeah.
Is it sincere or is it just a cash grab?
Or to like stay with the times
that we're moving.
Well, no, it's not. It's not even following the trends. It's just like, to me, it was just, it's, if your entire company, your brand, your Victoria's Secret fashion show is built on women seeing images that are just not attainable. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's good. That's fine for you that you are able to see that and not have it affect you.
No, but I'm
saying, when I was younger, I used to watch that and think, God, like my legs touch. Like I used to think it was bad that my thighs touched, you know, like, and that's not healthy.
Why not? I almost feel like doing away with it instead of being like, we're adding models and angels
I think that's what they're going to do. I think they probably will have a new sort of type of fashion show with more inclusive.
Well,
I'm
down with that.
They haven't announced that yet, but I imagine that they're not going to do away with the whole fashion show itself. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's not even about being cooler with the times. It's just about not putting these images in women's heads that how we've been. I just know personally for me what it did to me.
Yeah.
And I consider myself to be very strong and very confident. I mean, I'm in my 30s now, but I haven't always been that way. Mm-hmm. And if I were to have seen a Victoria's Secret fashion show with somebody whose thighs touched, I don't know what that would have done to me, because it really rocked me at a point in my life.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think including all different body types. That's what I'm saying. Like letting girls see, like my body could be on a runway. Like I could be a part of this crew, I think is the right move, or what I would like to see happen. But I don't need it to be like all of a sudden they're like these other brands that we follow, because Victoria's Secret has been this kind of like fun, like campy, you know, that's just been their aesthetic. And I think doing that and also including all different body types is attainable.
I believe that's what they're doing.
Well, then I'm totally on board with it. So
I just felt like it was such an impossible standard to set for women, because very few women have wings like that.
Yeah.
Like
that's, I mean,
something that doesn't happen that often.
True. Yeah.
That's
right.
Good point.
Yeah. It's like
from the Marvel aficionado, that's a good angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not even like shaming people that are, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like, if that's your body type, then like, great. You know what I mean? It's not a matter of shaming or thinking that it's bad. I just think, you know, Easton made a joke, but I do think it's unattainable. Mm-hmm. And I think for so many of us, you don't recognize that when you're younger. You just don't. Mm-hmm. You see it and you're like, I should look like that.
Yeah.
That's what guys like. That's what everybody likes. You know, like it's this mind. I don't say F, but mind F when you're not fully in your own, you mm-hmm. know,
I guess I didn't really even pay attention to it till like my 20s. So I wasn't like, you know, I already had I was like, all right, that's, I'm unless I somehow can grow 2 feet in my legs, I'm just going to enjoy my pizza while I watch these performances here. But I do think that if they can kind of keep what their brand is and make it something that everyone feels seen watching, then I like that.
Yeah. And then there was like a big uproar because they didn't include disabilities. There's not like a disability body type on the, I don't know, it's not a panel, but in the group of women. And I don't know, I don't know if that was maybe an oversight or a mistake, or they just didn't fully flesh it out. And it's sad, you know, there should be, but I think, okay, maybe I'm hoping that they heard that, they recognize that, and they will put somebody on the panel with a disability. You know what I mean? So that, mm-hmm. so they feel seen.
Yeah. No, I like the idea. I'm with Kirby's words. I like that she said, obviously, I am all about people evolving, and I don't think that someone should just stay still for forever. But I do think there's a way of doing it where you can kind of keep what you're known as and make it better and make it more inclusive without throwing away what the whole brand has been.
Yeah.
Which is sexy, fun, like bachelorette party.
So some more news that just happened as we were talking. There's a football player named Carl Nassib who plays for the Raiders. And he just came out as gay, and he's the first NFL player to ever come out as gay as an active player. And I think that's really commendable and awesome. As a big sports fan, I love this sort of thing. So good for him. He will be remembered always as the first to ever do it. And I'm hoping it leads to a lot of guys doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I mean, I can't. That's a brave thing. And I hope that he feels absolutely elated.
Yeah. I think he probably feels a sense of peace.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how his heart was beating as he went to press send on that Instagram post.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that is a moment. But good for him.
Yeah. Good.
I want
for
more
him.
Of that.
More of I that. Want, I agree.
I want women playing baseball. I want all the barriers broken everywhere.
You know, we had a woman play football. Was that last year? Well, that was in the NFL in college.
Right, college, yeah. A kicker, yeah.
Yep.
Good. More of that. More.
Are you going to try and play football? Is that your next
goal? No.
I'll never forget Tanya's first football game. And she was like, this is so cute. And like the last word I was expecting after so was cute.
It was so cute. But I can't remember why. Where were we?
It was at the Rams game.
Yeah. It was just cute. I like the it's the sorority side of me where I like the camaraderie.
Yeah.
The team aspect. Yeah. Everybody wearing the gear and the colors and the like, here's your peanut. Do you want a peanut? Let's go get a whatever. I don't know. A beer.
You don't sell them by the peanut. You get a whole bag of them.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You know, but when your neighbor offers you a peanut.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yes,
you know, I would prefer to go to sporting events than watch them on the television.
I think that's true of most people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The experience of the atmosphere is significantly better than your living room.
Yeah. But I would never want to just like watch it on my television.
And yet
I'm not really watching it. I'm watching Red Star watching it.
You just stare at him.
Stare at him. Yeah. I'm like, is this done yet? But I would enjoy going to the game, I think, with him.
Oh, yeah. They're so fun.
So fun.
Yeah. So cute.
This is the one that drives me crazy sometimes and other people who are casual fans of basketball, which I consider myself a casual fan of basketball. When there's 2 minutes left in the game, you're like, oh, there's 2 minutes left in the game. We can leave by 8. And then half an hour later, and now there's 30 seconds left in the game. You're like, how is that possible?
Yeah.
I will never forget. I went to a college basketball game with my dad, and there were 3 seconds left, and the team was down by 2 or 3. And I was like, Dad, like, can we go? Like, this, obviously, they're going to win. He was like, 3 seconds is a long time in basketball. And then I remember watching an actual, like, a game, and it was that same thing where it was like, is this half ever going to end? Quarter, I guess, this quarter. But yeah, that always happens.
Yeah.
You know how it goes.
I do.
Big basketball fan.
Big basketball fan over here. Yeah. But I told Mark, though, Red Star is like obsessed with basketball, more so this year than he was last year. But I realized, I asked him why, and it's because he has that friend game, that game that he plays, fantasy game.
Yeah, right. So even though the Lakers are out,
he has other team members on his fantasy team. So he's like playing with his friends. It's like kind of cute. Like, cause I see the thing, like after one of the games, like the score will change and he'll move up. And he's always like one or two. So I imagine he's really good at this game, but it's so cute because I'll like see his phone and I'm like, oh, you're playing with your friends. It's cute.
Yeah.
Can we have dinner?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. He's playing with this game with his friends.
That's how he is with me. Like when a Taylor Swift album comes out and he tries to talk to me on the phone, he's like, I know you're like playing with your friends. Like, you guys can just want to say goodnight.
Wow.
It's
We're
a giant text
different.
Thread. What?
We're just different, you know? Not me and you, just guys and girls.
Yeah. Honestly, it is quite interesting. I remember I brought him, it was one of my girlfriend's birthdays, and he was the only guy. It was 6 girls and Red Star. And we leave the dinner and he gets in the car and he's like, I didn't realize how much you guys talk about guys. It was our entire dinner because one of my girlfriends was like going through something with a guy. So like we were getting the whole like the scientific minutia of like every crumb of detail of the thing. Do you know what I mean? And he just complained. Like, I go, well, what do you guys talk about when you go out with your guys, like go to dinner? And he was like, work and sports.
Yeah, we'll get, it'll be like one girl who's going through something or like going, has like texts from guys, and we dissect like every single,
get every detail,
punctuation mark, what does that
draft
mean?
Responses,
what time did he send that,
who's he friends with, how long has he been single,
what
kind of family does he come from. We get into the nitty gritty, but it was funny because I was just like, what do you guys, what do you talk about with your friends?
Is it just quiet or
work,
like,
and sports?
But like, just that's a lot.
It's like us going out with our girlfriends to dinner and being like, so remember that podcast we did last week? I feel like we should really hit the first break for after 30 minutes instead of 45.
No, you talk about each other's work because you do different jobs. You talk about each other's work. I just did this yesterday with my friend Kurt. Talk about sports a lot. And you talk about TV shows you're watching.
What about sports? Like, good job for the that guy. He did a good alley-oop.
Green Bay fans. It's been a tumultuous offseason in Green Bay. So we talk about the Aaron Rodgers situation and all of that. I feel he meant on the Brewers because he's not a big Brewers fan. We talk about the Bucks because we're both from Milwaukee and the Bucks are in the conference finals. So, it's all over the place.
It takes like 2 minutes to catch up on
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
I just got that and we're not even at a dinner.
No, because you go... Yeah, he said this. Do you think they're going to trade him over to that team? Or do you think he's going to stay here? What do you think he's going to do? Do you think his stats this last year were the best they've ever been? So if he were to stay with Green Bay, that would mean that he's only going to get better with Green Bay.
Is that what it's like? Like with like Polly, Polly Pockets when we were little and we were like, oh, Polly would be cute in this house because she has like the bed and the thing.
Yeah. But
like,
oh my God, I loved Polly Pockets.
But her mom and her sister belong in the other house. You can't take them all from that house to put them in that house. Mm-hmm. And then this one has like, oh, it's the bus. It's the camper bus with Polly and her friends, so she can go on a party bus.
Actually, you know, I say guys and girls, but you know, Glennon Doyle and her wife, Abby Wambach, they have a very like opposite like interest, and Abby is like a famous soccer player, and so she's really into soccer, and Glennon will be like, yeah, the team's in their costumes again, and Abby's yelling at the TV, and it's really stressful in here. So I think it's more of just like different interests, but typically, you know, it's just like,
yeah, no, I agree, it's not necessarily gender exclusive, but in that conversation it was me, six girlfriends, and one said Red Star, and he was just like, wow. I did not. And I go, yeah, you see all those girls at that table? They know every detail about our breakup. How does that make you feel?
He's listening to what y'all are all saying, and he's like, holy hell, that was me a few weeks ago.
Totally.
The time has come.
The walrus said.
The time has come.
To talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings.
I was literally going to say the same.
It's a story.
Okay.
What story?
It's like a nighttime story.
They talk about an Alice in Wonderland, I know. It comes up in that.
Yeah, the time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings.
The Walrus and the Carpenter by Lewis Carroll. Look at that, Tanya. You never cease to amaze. A literary reference to wrap up the show today.
Thank you so much.
As we expected.
Thank you so much. Allison, watch out. You have another literary scholar just on your heels right here. Yeah, the intellect.
We love you all. Hope you have a wonderful week. We will be back with you in action.
I will
on
be.
Time. Oh, Tanya is out next
I'm
week.
Out next week.
Wow.
It'll just be me and the boys.
Me and the boys.
Me and the boys.
Boys, boys.
Boys. Tanya will be with her thong swimsuit.
Oh, yeah, she will. If I wear it, that's the big question.
All right.
Maybe on our patio.
Oh, it's risky.
Really risque. I don't know if I can like actually wear it in public.
Do it. Why?
I know. Like, free the nipple.
Yeah, or just like free the cheeks.
Yeah, free the cheeks.
All right. We love you all. Have a great week. Bye.
Easton's hurrah after the free the cheeks is everything I needed to end this podcast.
It's a movement I believe in very strongly.
Yeah, same.
Free the cheeks.
All right. Everyone, free the cheeks, and we'll be back. I'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.